All right, so let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Thursday, June 17th, and we're doing it so that you know what's going on. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marcus. How are you doing?
Good. So yesterday was the day. Today is Fed meeting plus one. So the all-important Fed meeting that everybody was waiting for was yesterday. And yes, it did move the markets. So let's talk about what happened there.
Yeah, so the Fed statement was released at 2 p.m. Eastern time, and initially the markets really just dropped, and so there was a bit of a sell-off right on the news, and then during the press conference, stocks bounced back a little bit, not enough to end the day positive. Things were still down for the day, but a little bit of a bounce after the press conference where Powell clarified things.
Yeah. So what's happening? What did they say?
Well, they did not address tapering, which was interesting because a lot of people thought that Fed Chair Powell would address tapering the bond buying program and maybe hint at reducing that towards the end of this year and really kind of shrug that off. He did say that they were talking about tapering.
Yeah.
So nothing there, but the big news really was that they did address inflation. He still feels that it's transitory, but they're expecting that there could be expectations up to 3.4% above their 2% target. And I think that they nailed that. To address the inflation issue was big. It needed to be done. Yes, some of these, inflation or the higher prices, they could be transitory, but to adjust that number, I think that was important. He also said, and this was probably the bigger deal, they see two rate increases in 2023, where in March they were expecting a rate increase towards the end of 2024. So
Right.
that's a pretty big change. And he did say that this should be taken with a big grain of salt. But that I think was the biggest announcement.
I think exactly that's it. Because you said it yesterday, the Fed has two goals, right? I mean, low unemployment and low inflation. These are the two goals. And yesterday during the press conference, Powell said that progress towards the Fed goals was happening somewhat faster than expected. And this is where exactly you said that they actually expect the inflation to be 3.4%. Actually, look this up here. It's on a website called Trading Economics. This is the inflation for the past 25 years. So as you can see, we are definitely here at the close towards the highs. Their goal
Higher.
is 2%. I mean, this year is the goal. That's where they want to be. So it will come in well above. But I mean, part of yesterday's Fed statement is that they're also showing the economic projections. So let's just look at this. And here is where it was kind of good news, bad news, because they raised their GDP expectations to 7% from previously 6.5%. They also said the unemployment rate, they expected to be unchanged at 4.5%. So, I mean, overall, this is pretty good. So this is why also yesterday, I mean, I said, brought up a 5-minute chart here. The market losses were kind of tame since the update yesterday, right? I mean, they had the jump lower, but then when Powell clarified all of this in the press conference, they bounced back up. So this morning we're pointing to a lower opening, but we'll see. And that's what we said yesterday when we trade with our mastermind. You see, the true reaction will be this morning. Yeah. And that's where he said, well, he did not issue any guidance when they will begin tapering the bond program. In fact, I mean, I saw a quote that he said, you can think of this meeting that we had this as talking about meeting, if you like. And then he said, when asked about tapering, you know what? I now suggest that we retire this term, which has served its purpose. I think he is sick and tired to hear about tapering. And I mean, we have used this word over and over on this stock market update. So yeah, I think let's retire this. Okay, let's look at the markets and the reaction here this morning. So, oops, if we go to the stock futures pre-market, I mean, all of them are slightly down 0.2%, 0.3%, 0.4%. But we also had some more news hitting the wires this morning. Did you see that?
Yeah. So weekly jobless claims. So this is the number of people filing for unemployment, new filing from the previous week. And that rose to 412,000. So that was a bit of a shock, you could say. The expectation or forecast was 360,000. And at 412,000, that's the highest it's been in a month.
Yeah. And this where we were making new pandemic lows every single week, almost, right? I mean, for the past, 8 weeks or something like this, we made a new pandemic low. Now it's ticking up again. So this is where, of course, after the Fed meeting, and that's where he said, Paul said, take it with a grain of salt, because when they see unemployment ticking up again, they might actually push the rate hikes back into 2024, or maybe say one rate hike in 2023. We shall see. We shall see. Now, these were stocks that are most sensitive. Let's just go back here to the charts. To these rate hikes are tech stocks, right? So in tech stocks, let's just see, what is Tesla doing this morning? So Tesla is down a little bit less than 1%, so that's not too bad. Zoom, another tech stock. ZM, sorry. ZM down 1%. Let's just see what Apple is doing. Apple down 0.5%. Yeah, so I mean, that's pretty much what is expected. Banks are trading higher, right?
Yeah, and I mean, kind of interesting to see that Apple and Tesla actually were higher yesterday. I was a little surprised there, but they were two stocks in the green compared to the rest in the red.
Yeah. So, Wells Fargo, I think this morning was trading higher. Yeah, 0.8%. Citigroup, that's where we sold some puts yesterday. They're trading higher by 1%. Well, and here's why, right? Because they are trading higher on hopes that higher rates will boost profit for banks. Higher interest rates are good for banks.
Agreed.
All right. Did you see gold? I mean, gold is getting hammered here. Oops. Where we go? There. I mean, gold slid already yesterday. And this morning, gold futures are down 4%. So we came off a high here of where we are, like 1920 approximately, to right now 1784. So that's a pretty solid 10% drop that we see here in gold.
Yeah, pretty big slide there. And I saw that the 10-year yield, it was higher yesterday, but pulled back a little bit today.
Yeah, let's take a quick look at that here as well. Yep. There we go. All right. So what other stocks do we have that are moving this morning?
Well, I saw this German drug maker CureVac. The symbol is CVAC. I guess they revealed disappointing results with their vaccine. They said that in trials, it was only 47% effective, which isn't good compared to the 90% efficacy for some of the other companies. And it seems like this is also affecting some of the other vaccine makers, just because this German drug maker was expected to provide hundreds of millions of vaccines to the EU. So you have Envax up 2.9% pre-market last I looked.
Yeah, 3% now.
Yeah, and then BioNTech up 2.3% last I looked, BNTX.
BNTX, right. There we go. Yeah. Pfizer. What's Pfizer doing? Oh, Pfizer is down. That's surprising. And then we have Moderna. Also up 0.7%. Yeah. Okay. That's a big one. Hey, since we do have position in Lordstown Motors, Have you heard the news this morning? Breaking news?
I have not.
Okay, so let me just go to their website really quick. Lordstown Motors. Let me just see, and let me just tell you. This is the news that broke this morning. So, investor relations. We have John R. Whitcomb joins Lordstown Motors as vice president. And he is a former GMer. So he used to work for GM. I believe that he also worked for Tesla. Not quite sure. I just saw it right before we came on air. And now let's connect the dots here. So Lordstown Motors, they had a problem and they said, we need money, right? So we already know that GM, General Motors, is a 5% stakeholder. We also know that over the past few days, when being asked whether they would increase their stake, GM said, we are open to suggestions. We are open to proposals. Now, then 2 days ago, GM says, you know what? We are all in. We are actually increasing our spending to $35 billion in the next 4 years for electric vehicles. And then we have this morning, this guy, where is he? John Whitcomb, previous GM, joining as vice president. I mean, I don't know. Am I looking at tea leaves here? Or is this really where, okay, so GM wants to spend $35 million. Lordstown needs what, like $500 million? Maybe $1 billion. They're not asking for much. They probably get away with $200, $300 million. I mean, out of a pool of $35 billion, that is nothing. So could it mean that they pretty quickly announce or very soon announce that GM is taking a larger stake here? Who knows? I mean, initially, right now, the reaction is like, so pre-market, we see that Lordstown is trading 8% lower. Right. And I don't know. I mean, again, maybe I'm reading tea leaves, but when I'm connecting the dots, this is what comes up for me. What do you think?
That's a interesting take. And at this point, from what we know, it would be the most logical, right? Because they do have a stake. It was, part of the deal for them for Ride to get the plant in the first place. And if they're increasing their investment in electric vehicles, it kind of makes sense.
And I isn't it GM that has not yet announced a truck? Well, they said the Silverado will be also electric, I believe.
I think
anyhow,
they have.
I mean, it seems that compared to Ford, who has announced already the Ford F-150 Lightning, a few weeks ago and said, we are ready. I think GM is a little bit behind. So this might actually help. Okay, anyhow. We got to run into our mastermind meeting where we trade the open with our mastermind. Looking forward to this. Hope that you enjoyed today's stock market update. If you did, give us a like and make sure that you subscribe, hit the little notification bell, because then you get a notification whenever we go live again. Anyhow, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.